Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow made it to a Friday. Come on in, stay a while. Charles Barkley will join us coming up a little bit later on. Al Michaels was on the call last night. Well, it is Hollywood, and that was a Hollywood ending for Baker Mayfield and the Rams. More on that coming up as well. You didn't ask for it, but you have it. Voting is open now for the most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved Danette. Go to danpatrick.com and you can click on the award voting tab at the top of the page. Cast your vote. This is what everybody wanted. The fans get to vote. Least valuable, most improved, least improved. Let the drama, let the controversy, let the tears begin. What time?
Least improved is a tricky one because that also goes to very subjective is what the expectations were for that person, that they didn't live up to some kind of minimum bar of what you were looking out of them.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And the last day to guarantee shipping for your orders on danpatrick.com is December 15th. And in case you're wondering what's on the Traeger today, kielbasa and sauerkraut, pierogies.
Yes.
We have a couple of different pierogies. We have potato and cheese. Are they called Ruski pierogies or Ruski pierogies?
Ooh.
I don't know. R-U-S-K-I-E. Yes, Tom.
And I think in Russian they pronounce it pirishki or pirishka, something like that. So if it's got a little Russian kind of flavor
when
to it.
When did you learn that?
I had a Russian girlfriend.
Oh.
My daughter does some learn some Russian, but I think it's called like pirishka or pirishki.
Wait, you just put your daughter in with one of your former girlfriends there?
There was nice. Just a couple of reasons why I have a little minimal Russian background.
Wait, is that the girl in Miami?
All right, that's not where I was going with that.
But you brought it up.
I brought it up in the context of pirishki and pierogies and different pronunciations for...
What other words were you using? South Beach, that Super Bowl weekend.
Little Svetlana.
You ran off with her. We saw you in the lobby, and then you were gone.
Svieta.
You didn't introduce us.
Very rude of me.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes, it was. How do they say rude in Russian?
Ruda. Rudna.
Thank you, Todd. So meat pierogies. We have the potato and cheese pierogies and grilled kielbasa and sauerkraut. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. And, of course, this program brought to you by our great friends at Traeger. Traeger holiday sale right now. Great deals. Save $400 on select grills and more. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. And remember, use the promo code DP Show to get free shipping. Well, if I would have told you last week, you're going to have a former number one pick washed out. Maybe he's a backup quarterback. Maybe nobody wants him this year. He asked for his release in Carolina and he books a flight to LA. Doesn't even know if he's going to go to the Rams or not. We think he might be going to San Francisco. Well, the Rams, they were higher on the list, on the waiver list, and they were able to grab him. Then we find out nobody else was interested in Baker Mayfield. Well, I'm thinking, How much can he play? How much can he understand the playbook? Because it's a different language for each team. Baker Mayfield doesn't start. He comes in and leads the team to a 98-yard game-winning drive. And here's his head coach, Sean McVay, after the game.
I just can't say enough about how impressed I am with just the command, the comfort, even just the operation. I mean, being able to just call the plays within the 40-second play clock or even 25 seconds out of a clock stoppage. I'm still kind of like, what the hell's going on right now?
Yeah, I think we all thought that. Baker didn't do much the first 3.5 quarters, and the Raiders let them hang in there. And the Raiders were the Raiders once again. That's one of those where you go, okay, you're a 6.5-point favorite. Just don't take them lightly. Don't do stupid things. You'd won 3 games in a row. You got Josh Jacobs, who's carving up defenses. Davante Adams playing well. The defensive line is good. Josh McDaniels making right decisions. And then, what? Where did it go? That was embarrassing that you lost another double-digit lead. Nobody's lost more double-digit leads this year than the Raiders have in stupid penalties. But here's Baker Mayfield.
Is there something cathartic about winning like that? Not just winning, but winning in a big way like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you can write it any better than that. Obviously, we'd like to be a little bit more stress-free, but it's a pretty damn good story, I'll be honest with you. So it's special.
Yeah, it is. And he goes to the line of scrimmage, and he's looking to see the defense. And all of a sudden, he sees a defense that he's surprised to see on the game-winning drive.
I was truly shocked. They pressed him up with 15 seconds left, knowing that we didn't have any timeouts left. He did a great job winning off the line of scrimmage and going and make a play. So that was just to put it up for him and make a play.
It's one game, and it's against the Raiders, and it's at home. I think we got to be careful here because it's a standalone game, and that's where you go, the Rams have found their quarterback. Now, did I love the addition of Baker Mayfield? Absolutely, because you gave up nothing. I don't know what Matthew Stafford's future is, and the backup quarterbacks are not starting quarterbacks. They are backup quarterbacks. But Baker Mayfield, he's going to get another week to learn the playbook there. They still aren't a very good offense because of the injuries there. But he at least gives you a pulse here. And looking at the schedule, Paulie.
Well, the good news for the Rams and Baker Mayfield, this next game will not get any media attention or coverage. They're at the Packers on ESPN next week, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Monday Night Football. So another standalone national TV game against Aaron Rodgers, who desperately needs a win. Truly must win for the Packers.
All right.
National TV, you couldn't write this.
But if you're the Raiders, you got to win that game. You're in the hunt. You're 5-7. Like, you're there. You're okay. You're looking good. You're playing well. No controversy. No, is Mark Davis going to get rid of Josh McDaniels? And then you had last night. Yes, Todd.
And you can argue they're almost playing a home game with all the Raider fans in L.A.
Yeah.
There was at least as many, if not more,
you're
silver
right.
and black everywhere.
You're right. Great point. Great point. Seton O'Connor, poll question today.
Well, we're going to bring back one that we had just 2 days ago.
Ooh.
It seems a little crazy, though.
Okay.
But the Rams quarterback in 2023 will be
Ooh.
Matthew Stafford, Baker Mayfield's Ooh. Other.
So starting quarterback.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford in March signed a 4-year extension.
Yeah. Not everybody can be Tom Brady. And Matthew Stafford got his ring. I know his wife has had health issues. He's had a couple of concussions this year. I don't want to, usher him out the door. Yeah, I'd have to know more about Matthew Stafford's mindset here.
Are you saying more that he would retire?
Yeah.
Or that they would move on, the Rams would move on?
That he would retire.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. But I don't know. You sign that extension. That's great money. Do you want to walk away? Can you walk away? Health-wise, are you going to have to walk away? I'd like to say Baker Mayfield, but I'm going to be fair to Matthew Stafford and say Matthew Stafford with Baker Mayfield. Now, can Baker Mayfield do enough for the next couple of weeks where somebody's going to go, there's so many quarterbacks that are available. Like, you got another wave of what, three or four quarterbacks who are coming in next year. And then the following year, you're going to have three or four. And those are first round picks, top 10 picks, who are probably going to be starting in the NFL. You look at the numbers and you just go, musical chairs, not everybody gets a chair to sit on. Is Jimmy G going to be available next year? Like, there's just too many things, too many moving parts at that position. Does Aaron Rodgers come back and play? Is Tom Brady going to play again? Steelers, it looks like they got their guys. Carson Wentz going to be on the move again? Are they going to be in the market for a quarterback? They're just, you know, is Danny Dimes still going to be with the Giants? They're just way too much attached to this that it's hard to handicap that position. Yeah, Paulie.
I like you pumping the brakes, but a lot of people are going the other way. They found their new quarterback. Welcome to Bakersfield. Yeah. Let's do it.
I know.
The Bakersfield Rams.
I like it. It's fun to see him out there. I know that he can rub you the wrong way. We've had a good relationship with him. I liked what he did, you know, with the chip on his shoulder at Oklahoma and all of that. He just wasn't a consistent quarterback with the Cleveland Browns. And I put that on him. And in Carolina, you know, that's a team that's on the rebuild. He couldn't really showcase himself. Maybe with Sean McVay, maybe there's something there. Maybe. But I do, I put a check mark. Yep, I would have picked him up. Absolutely. This is what I want to know. Now I'm watching the game, and I'm not being fair, but this is how my mind goes or how I think. So Baker Mayfield, did he orchestrate this knowing he's going to end up with the Rams? Because it came out of nowhere. Because Paulie goes, guess who is going to be put on waivers? And then all of a sudden you go, you start guessing, and Paulie goes, Baker Mayfield. Now, I immediately thought, now he asked for it. Was he in contact with Kyle Shanahan? Let's just suggest that for a second. Was he in contact with Sean McVay? Because the Rams were going to be higher on the waiver list. So let's say you're in contact with Sean McVay. You're in contact with Sean McVay and you say, Coach, I'm going to ask for my release and I'd love to be able to come in and play, you know, the rest of the season with you. Now, hypothetically, but just follow me, no tampering. And Sean McVay goes, hey, if you get on waivers, we're going to pick you up because we have we're fourth on the list. Tell your agent we're picking you up. In fact, I'll send you our playbook. The minute you're put on waivers, I'll send you our playbook. Is that far-fetched? Because I don't think it is. Baker Mayfield came in and had, what, 24 hours to basically consume a playbook to be able to lead a 98-yard game-winning drive? Okay. And maybe so. All I know is the number of quarterbacks, former quarterbacks, who've been on our show and talk about as if this is rocket science. Hey, you know, our playbook and what we call. You know, we had Chris Sims yesterday. And, hey, this is how you call to play in Denver. This is how I call to play in Tampa. Completely different. But Baker's going to be able to go in there and all of a sudden go, yeah, all right, I got this. And I'm not going to think that maybe there was prior contact there. Yeah, Seton.
Comeback player of the year? Question mark?
Fire up the progressive ads? Question mark?
Here is Baker Mayfield talking about how the coaches helped him on that game-winning drive.
You know, when it comes to critical situations and kind of, you know, those crucial downs, especially when the clock's rolling like that, just putting the ball up for guys like that and knowing the clock mechanics. I had Brian Allen screaming in my face what the cadence was for that because we didn't cover it, and Sean's yelling in my ear as well. And but, yeah, ball is ball, and it's when you have guys like that around you, they put you in a good spot and they help you out. And those guys did it.
Okay. Ball is ball. Of course it is. Baker, when you orchestrated your way out of Carolina and then you talked to Sean McVay and then you got the playbook, how much did that help you last night?
Excuse me.
Next question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Marv.
Do you think he talked to Lincoln Riley also? Like, oh, how do you like L.A.? L.A.'s great. Come out here. And join us.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's the NFL transfer portal that he got in. to go to the Rams. All right. What else do you have, Seton, poll question-wise?
Well, we could do another one based off of that, too. Maybe I'll save that for hour two.
Okay.
Sean McVay and the Rams getting Baker Mayfield off waivers was lucky or orchestrated?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, we said it.
I would say it was orchestrated. Since nobody else picked up Baker Mayfield, I'm guessing. And the Niners, you know, I think they were going to do their due diligence, and Kyle Shanahan talked about it. But he said, no, I like what we have here. All right, let me take a break. We'll get to phone calls. We'll settle on our poll question. The voting is open. Most valuable, least valuable, Dan Ant. Yes, Paul.
First of all, good job by the back room putting it together.
But Mario did a great job.
Great job.
Great
so
job.
I looked at it. And look at me pandering. MVD has all these nice pictures of us, like sunny looking up, well played. Yeah. And then least valuable, Dan Ant. I'm like picking my ear. Fritzy looks like he's about to hurl.
Yeah.
Seton's hair is on one side like he had a rough night. That's great.
Yeah,
there's a last minute push by Mario for MVBRG.
Yes, and he's sort of a Baker Mayfield like this moment here that he's desperate to try to be the most valuable backroom guy. All right, we'll take a break. Just getting started on this Meet Friday. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Full Sail University, Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Would you ever want to do what we're doing? Well, you can. There's a program that you get your degree in sportscasting. You can earn it online or on Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida, as short as 20 months. And when I started the program, I wanted to make sure I had people who had been in the business. And if you look at the combined number of years of experience of people on my staff, the faculty, it's close to 300 years. We know what's going on. We've been there. We've worked at some of the best places, the biggest places, most important places, including Gus Ramsey, my longtime producer at ESPN. He heads up the program, the day-to-day operation. And we want to give you hands-on, practical experience. When you graduate, you're ready for a job, not an internship. First day on campus, a lot of the students are on camera. We want you started right away. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Or listening on our radio affiliates around the country. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great affiliates numbering nearly 400 cities. Charles Barkley next hour, and Al Michaels, who was on the call last night. Here's how it sounded on the Rams radio network, the final play.
The snap, the knee, victory formation for Baker Mayfield. Just days into his stint in Los Angeles, a fourth quarter game-winning drive of 98 yards, 17-16, the final.
Baker Mayfield, the fourth player since 2015 to throw touchdown passes for two different teams in the same season. One played for the Jets and Ravens. One played for the Texans and the Ravens. One played for the Cowboys and the Texans. Josh Johnson, Ryan Mallett, and Brandon Whedon Jr. III. Coming into last night's game, the Rams had one fourth quarter drive of 75 yards or longer. I don't know what the odds were in favor of the Raiders winning that with the ball on the 2 yard line and they have to go 98 yards, but 17 play, 75 yard drive in the fourth quarter, in addition to the 8 play, 98 yard game winning drive for the Rams. You could have scripted that, but nobody was going to believe that. College football weekend, you got Army versus Navy. You got the Heisman ceremony. When is the Bahamas Bowl?
Oh, you were pretty bummed out today that the bowls aren't starting this weekend. Yeah, you have Army-Navy, 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS tomorrow. Then, of course, Dan, you and I will be watching all the FBS playoff action. 3 games tonight, 1 tomorrow. The bowl schedule starts next Friday. I've got the Hometown Lenders Bahama Bowl. It's not just the Bahamas Bowl anymore.
Oh, okay.
It is to me.
Okay.
Miami, Ohio versus UAB.
Okay.
And then you have...
Now, Trent Dilfer is taking over UAB, but he's not coaching in the bowl game?
No, I don't think he's coaching the bowl game.
Okay.
Then same night, the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl, UTSA versus Troy.
Okay.
And then basically the rest of the year you have games throughout. I think Saturday the 17th are six bowl games. The SRS Distribution Bowl, which is your favorite.
Mm.
And, of course, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl presented by Stiefel.
Next hour, bowl or not a bowl?
No, we're not prepared yet, Dave.
Oh, we're not?
It has to wait for next week. It's bowl week.
Oh, I thought we were doing, is it a bowl game or not a bowl game?
You mean the Cricket Celebration Bowl? Is it a bowl or not a bowl?
It's a bowl game.
There it is.
Yes, it is.
You're great at this game.
Yes, I love it.
You mean like the Wasabi Fenway Bowl? the Horseradish Yankee Stadium Bowl? One of those two is.
At Camping World Stadium?
Oh, yeah, that one. That one's a bowl game. Absolutely. All right, some phone calls here. Jeremy in Texas joins us to lead off the morning. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys, and happy holidays to y'all. So here's the question I have is, why does Baker Mayfield not get the love, but Deshaun Watson does? In my opinion, I think Baker looks way better than Deshaun Watson.
Well, it's been one game for Deshaun Watson. He's out of football for 2 years. Baker Mayfield looked okay, but he hasn't looked okay. Deshaun Watson's been out of football, and when he did play, he was one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. So I'd like to see what happens the rest of the season with Deshaun Watson. Brandy in Iowa. Hi, Brandy. Welcome back.
Yeah, hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call again. I had a poll question idea, and just a quick Army-Navy as a Navy veteran if you have time. But the poll question was pretty straightforward. After last night, more embarrassing for the Raiders to lose to a coach who's never coached in the NFL on his first game, or to lose to a quarterback that's been in on team for a day and a half?
Yes, Paul.
I can answer that. Jeff Saturday wasn't playing center in the game. You know what I mean? He was coaching, but it's like Jeff Saturday went in at center, and he's like, man, Jeff Saturday's blocking us all over the place.
Yeah. You think that it's worse that they lost to Baker Mayfield, who had 24 hours to try to process the playbook here?
I think it's what you said earlier. They needed this game. They won 3 in a row. They had an opportunity to just hammer the Rams. Yeah. Aaron Donald's not there. Matthew Stafford's not there. Cooper Kupp's not there. There's no reason. they had three penalties in the last 11 minutes that allowed drives to continue.
Yeah.
It was a gift.
And I thought, okay, Davante Adams going to go against Jalen Ramsey, makes a great catch. I'm thinking, all right, here we go. They're coming right at you. And then all of a sudden, I think Davante Adams had, what, three catches? Had a few targets there. I watched the Raiders and guaranteed to disappoint. Because when they had two wins, I said, they'll go on a winning streak, and then they're going to heighten your hopes for them to make the playoffs. You're going to be like, okay, here they have too much talent. And that's what they did. They won three in a row, and then last night you go, how do you lose that game? And they did. Up 13. Yeah, Paul.
John Gruden had a better day yesterday than Josh McDaniels.
Wow.
That's not a lie. That's not incorrect.
Yeah. All of a sudden, John Gruden's become a sympathetic figure after the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal published emails that were sent to the Washington football team from John Gruden using racist, homophobic, and misogynistic language. And that was 7 years of correspondence. It got leaked. Then we found out that, John Gruden's suing the NFL, I think, and the Washington football team. He's definitely going to sue Daniel Snyder after this. That one of the front office people, Bruce Allen, said, we leaked it and to sabotage John Gruden. People are going to go, John Gruden got railroaded. Well, yeah, but he did still send those emails and got fired here. But, there's so much stuff going on with the Washington Commanders that you just, the NFL wants to have him as an owner, good luck. He's not good for the league. He's not a good owner. And I said at the time when there was a report that he could be selling, and I said, I don't think he's selling the team. I think everything that he does with Washington is to divert your attention away from what the problem is. And that is Daniel Snyder. He could sell it. Sell it for probably $7 billion. Once you leave that, nobody cares about you after that. There are a lot of billionaires. How many own a football team? Once you sell, nobody cares. Daniel Snyder wants to be prominent, front and center. He wants people to care. He wants to be, the power broker here. Walking the sidelines. I get to go to these meetings. I get to sit with everybody. And the NFL's job is to protect these owners from themselves. I mean, that's what Roger Goodell is paid $60 million a year. You got to take the bullets. Even the owners who aren't popular, you got to go in there and protect them. And that's what he's doing. I mean, the Players Association, they had to protect or at least represent Deshaun Watson or Michael Vick. That's what their job is. But you start to look at what's gone on, the toxic culture. This is systemic. It's been going on for decades. There should be enough where everybody goes, enough. Let's vote. We want him out. But they're all afraid. Because you know what? That opens up a precedent. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute. What's in your closet? What's in your closet? What's in your closet? I know something about you. Hey, we did this. It just feels like there's more attached to it. But they haven't even entertained a vote. So when, the commissioner goes, hey, can you remove Daniel Snyder as the owner? Well, no, he can't. When he says, I don't have the power, he has the power to say, let's take a vote here. Let's vote if we want Daniel Snyder. But all they do is they keep kicking the can down the road. It's like, yep, nothing to see here. Every time he gets in trouble, he jumps on his yacht and goes to the south of France. And then you find out Daniel Snyder reportedly was able to negotiate his punishment. And it was a $10 million fine. Well, they donated it to charity. So now you get a write-off for, come on. Be more discreet than this. If you're trying to cover up this, then do a better job than this. Dan, you were a bad boy. Yeah, okay. You come up with the punishment. All right, I'm $10 million, and I'm going to donate it to charity, and then I get a tax break. All right, that's going to hurt. Yeah, Paul.
Speaking of money, I saw an article a month ago about, you know, how they made them kind of public pressure to change it from the Redskins to the football team to the Commanders.
Yeah.
Guess how much extra gear that the Washington franchise has sold over the past 5 years? Most teams don't change their entire branding and make the fans buy a whole new set of gear to start the year. They've done this twice in 4 years, so they made a lot of money by changing the name.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. Look, he can change it every couple of years if he wants to and make money off of them going. He can go kicking and screaming, and the old guard that loves the Washington Redskins, and you say, well, we're going to be the Washington football team. We're going to be now that the Commanders. If somebody buys it, are they going to change the nickname again? And it's more merchandise there. It's, hey, I just enjoy the games. You know, there's not much. This is Groundhog's Day for me when it comes to the Commanders. And every time something comes up, Fritzy's like, do you want to have a guest on? I go, it's the same story. It just is. It's the same stuff here. Yeah, Marv.
I think what makes it worse also is the Commanders have a bunch of guys you want to root for. Ron Rivera, I like Tyler, Taylor Heineke.
Yeah.
And Brian Robinson.
You want to try that again?
Taylor.
Hey, Marvin.
Taylor Heineke. Hey,
Heineke, yeah. Oh,
that name's just tough.
I know. You want to say Tyler Heineke.
So bad.
Yeah, you do. Yes, Todd?
I'm still trying to figure out, other than some minor temporary poor publicity, what happens to Roger Goodell in the NFL with all this, besides relatively nothing? Hey, you kind of knew you were complicit. You allowed this to happen. So what happens now?
Nobody's going to jail. Everybody still watches these teams.
There's no sports jail.
No, they're not. They're not going to go, Roger, you covered this up. You know, you were an enabler here. You're going to jail. Like, nothing's happening. And then he'll eventually sell it, and then we'll move on from this. But in the meantime, I've been fortunate to watch football games back at JFK Stadium. When you had Theismann there and Riggins there, Dexter Manley there, Art Monk, Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders. I mean, you had Joe Gibbs. You had a wonderful, wonderful football team and great fans. And that's what I always come back to. I feel bad for them that you just have to go there and do you want to root for this? And I think the Commanders are a very competitive team. It's just, I would hate to give my money to that franchise because of that owner, but I would still want to support my franchise, my team. And that gets tricky. Yeah, Paul.
I remember we talked about this like 6 or 7 years ago, and I wonder if the fans could do anything. I can't imagine like 75,000 people agreeing to like a month-long boycott, and would that actually force them to sell? And I don't even know how you organize something like that. It's got to be really frustrating. Like, you've talked before about you have to root for someone you don't like. You add a pitcher who...
Well, like the Browns. If you're a Browns fan, an unbelievable fan base, that's your quarterback. What's your option? You live in Cleveland. You live in Ohio. You've rooted for the Browns. Your dad rooted for the Browns. And your grandfather rooted for the Browns. And then they bring in Deshaun Watson. When Michael Vick went to the Eagles, a lot of people bothered. Winning always helps. I will say that. Winning does help. If Daniel Snyder was winning, then you would probably be having a lot of people who'd come to his defense. But he's not a good owner. And the stuff that's gone on, it's really, really an embarrassment for the NFL. They always talk about protecting the shield. Are you? We'll take a break. Play of the day next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability. Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
23 remaining, 15 seconds. Mayfield flings it. Left side, end zone. Caught!
Wow!
Caught! Caught by Van Jefferson! With 9 seconds remaining. Touchdown, LA!
Game-winning drive, 98 yards. The longest go-ahead touchdown drive in the final 2 minutes of a game in the last 45 years. Wow! That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Traeger, their holiday sale. Shop the hottest deals of the season. You get the tasty new wood-fired traditions with Traeger. Save up to $400 on select grills. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. And remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. Seton says we're getting a lot of reaction on Twitter that Baker Mayfield bet on himself. As if this was Aaron Judge that he was coming into this season and he bet on himself. Just because he bought a plane ticket for him and his wife to go to L.A. before the Rams picked him
before.
Up.
Before. He did it before. He bet on himself.
He bet on himself. Yeah, yeah, Paulie.
Dan, a one-way plane ticket, Dan.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know what the odds were that the Rams were going to win that game. When they had the ball on the two-yard line, they got to go 98 yards. So the instant odds... What were they, Paulie, for the Rams to win the game?
If you bet 100 on the Rams to win when they took over the drive, you'd win $1,400. 14 to 1 in the moment.
Yeah. I would have bet on myself because Baker bet on himself. Well, he can't bet on himself. That would be bad. You could be Paul Horning and Alex Karras and get suspended. Yes, Tom?
Are you surprised by that number? I'm no odds maker, but I thought it would be at least 20 to 1.
Oh,
guy's on his own two-yard
line.
Higher than that.
I was surprised it was just 14 to 1. I would have thought it would have been like 50 to 1.
We're checking.
Okay. But 14 to 1, the final drive? Baker Mayfield bet on himself, Seton.
Yeah, before. Okay? That's like, dude's got $50 million in the bank. Okay, bought a plane ticket. Who cares? It's like, hey, do you know Seton was so confident in himself, he put gas in his tank before he drove there. It's essentially the exact same thing.
Risking it all.
That's a, he booked on, he bet on himself, that guy.
Is anybody betting on themselves for most valuable Danette? Is anybody doing what Baker Mayfield did? Huh? Who's calling the shot here?
Yeah.
Who's going to call the shot, most valuable Danette? I can call the least valuable Danette.
Wow.
Yes, Paul.
I'm going to come in last place in most valuable Danette. I'm calling my shot.
Okay.
I will finish last out of four.
Okay, that's different. You're not betting on yourself.
I'm betting against myself.
Okay. So that would make you the least valuable Danette, if you're not the most valuable.
Like a double negative?
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah, that's interesting. Least valuable Danette should probably be the person who came in last for most valuable Danette.
Well, I was trying to do something that was positive, most valuable, and then it was going to be least valuable. It's two separate categories. And by the way, you can only vote once, danpatrick.com.
Hold on, I'm going to vote right now.
Who are you going to vote for?
Me.
Okay.
Me and everything.
Okay.
Most valuable, most least valuable. I just want to win one of the most improved, least improved.
Right? Okay. Is everybody voting for themselves for most valuable Danette? Todd?
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Okay. probably. Is anybody not voting for themselves for most? Paul, you're not going to vote for yourself?
Nope.
Do you want to say who you're voting?
No, the last day of the voting, I'll say.
Okay. All right. Marv, you voting for yourself?
No.
Get out of here.
No, I swear.
You don't think you're the most valuable Danette?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Good answer.
This is fake humility over here.
Okay. All right.
I thought that was me. I was supposed to be the fake humility guy. Yeah. Now you're taking that bit?
Yeah. All right. Couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Mike in Wisconsin. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. I'd just like to put in the one and only that can be the MVD.
Yeah.
Is Seton.
Okay. Because?
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
He put his life on the line, driving the van totally cross-country, taking into consideration he might get food poisoning at bad restaurants, and he got there safely.
He bet on himself, Mike, is what he did.
That's right.
Yeah. He filled up the tank of gas, and he drove all the way cross-country to the Super Bowl.
Filled up that tank many times,
yes.
Dan.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know how important of a role that would play in the voting here.
Put my life on the line for
you. And you went with the French kid.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
And you
spend
drove
that much time with
you,
that kid.
When it ran into a snowstorm in what, New Mexico?
Texas? Texas was an absolute, yeah, it was like crazy.
You're Amarillo?
All over. El Paso. I slept in the van in El Paso.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, I did that for this show.
Yeah, you bet on yourself.
I bet on this show, Dan.
Yeah, Paul.
Snowstorm in Amarillo. That sounds like a country song.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Dwight Yoakam song.
By the way, I love the play of the day music. It's Streets of Bakersfield with Dwight Yoakam.
And Buck Owens. Oh, great song.
Here we go. Grab your partner. Do-si-do.
You know what's funny? I thought that this was like a Polish song because we were having pierogies.
Polish sausage.
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, it's whipping up a little polka. Is Dwight Yoakam?
He's one-third Polish.
I was like, this doesn't sound like Polish lyric. Tommy Bougie. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heel. Trying to find me something better.
On the streets of Bakersfield. I like it. Yes, Todd.
Sounds a little like, you're not going to like this analogy, like grandma got run over by a reindeer.
A little bit, yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good thing, but make of it what you will.
Also a great song.
Yeah. Accurate. Yeah. Also by Dwight Yoakam.
It was. What it was early.
Brent in Georgia. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dano. How's it going, boy?
Great. Great, great, great. Yeah.
Happy holidays to you and the guys.
Thank you, Brent.
First time, long time, 5'9", 195. So I got a poll question for y'all, and it's really for all just the guys in the house there. Mm. Who would you rather be, the most valuable BRG or least valuable Danette?
So the most valuable backroom guy. Or the least valuable Danette.
This is essentially, could Alabama beat the worst NFL team? That's essentially what this poll question
or
is.
Would you rather be Rutgers or the North Dakota State Bison, the lower team in D1?
Last I looked, even the worst Danette still has a better life than the back room.
Wow.
Hey, what?
2 weeks before Christmas, he's throwing it out there.
Look, you guys are on TV, or you're on radio. You're stars.
Superstars.
In movies. You eat first on Friday.
That's very true.
Would you rather be Mario or Fritzy? That's really what this is all about.
Well, can you give me a minute?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Mario's got a pretty good thing going.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to vote for Mario. Yeah. I got a lot of issues, which we all know, and some of you don't even know about.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What do you have for me?
Hey, happy Meat Friday, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. I bet on myself. I paid my cell phone bill, and then I called in and I got on air.
Incredible.
So look at that. Incredible. So, hey, real quick, last night, I like your conspiracy theory. Baker Mayfield started 4 of 10, then ended up 18 of 25. So, yeah, he had the playbook before he ever knew he was, or we knew he was going to L.A. Two things real quick, maybe a second-hour poll question. Who has more TDs the rest of the year, Brock Purdy or Baker Mayfield? And here's a quick stat of the day that Baker Mayfield is the first QB in the Super Bowl era to lead a 13-point or more comeback win in his debut with two different teams. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Andrew. Thank you. Hey, I guess this is the bet on yourself year in sports. He bet on himself. Baker Mayfield bet on himself. Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Second time, long time. 6'1", 210. And I actually have a, speaking of bets, I actually have a bet for, a pie in the face bet for Fritzy.
Ooh, okay.
So I was looking up some stats, and I realized Russell Wilson so far this year has only thrown 8 touchdowns. He has 12 bathrooms in his house. Fritzy, my bet to you is, with 5 games to go in the rest of the season, Russell Wilson would not throw more touchdowns than he has bathrooms in his house.
Wow. Okay. Yes, Fritzy.
I can see him only getting 3 or 4 more touchdowns.
How about this? How about this? How about this? How about this? Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, most touchdowns.
That's awesome.
The rest of the regular season.
That's great. That's
ruthless.
And I would, if I wanted to pick, Russell Wilson will not be number one on that list. Is that the bet, or you want the exact order? What are we doing with that?
I'm just throwing that out there.
Russell Wilson will not have the most of those three.
Well,
I've watched too many games with 16 and 9 and 11 points or whatever. Just like they're not, they don't get in the end zone, and when they do, there's a good chance it won't be a touchdown.
Okay, pass. Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, who has more touchdown passes the rest of this regular season? Yes, Marv.
I'm gonna go with Brock. Better team.
Yeah, I would too. But I don't know if they're going to pass that much. Baker, you know, for his first game,
he was slinging
it. And just got there. That's a lot of passes. What, did he have 35 passes last
his
night?
His first pass was like a 20-yard bomb.
Yeah. I don't know. Is 20 yards
a
bomb?
Not a bomb, but it was like a 20-yard yeah. laser.
Wow, you threw a bomb.
Yeah, a bomb. Well, for me, maybe.
It went 20 yards.
What a 20-yard bomb.
We only have 2 more hours to go on this Meat Friday. Charles Barkley will join us coming up next. He's got a new golf swing. Charles is actually a good golfer. Sources close to me tell me. One more item as we close out hour one. It's Sleep Number. This time of the year, you got to get a great night's sleep, right? You got gift shopping, decorating, you're hosting, you're traveling. It can take a toll. Quality sleep, vital to your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Lack of sleep may leave you more vulnerable to colds and illness. And you can stay your healthiest by prioritizing your sleep, which means prioritizing the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Lets you adjust each side to your ideal firmness and comfort and support. It's the right bed for both of you. Also, the Sleep Number Flex Fit Adjustable Base Feature Partner Snore Technology lets you gently raise your partner's head at the touch of a button. Now's the time. Sleep Number's holiday savings event. Save $1,000 on their most popular Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.